Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. It was 2 years ago today that Governor Charlie Baker declared a state of emergency due to COVID-19. At the time, there were 92 known or presumptive cases in the state. Baker eliminated non-essential travel by state workers, called for state employees to work remotely, and urged private companies to do the same. Here's what he said then.
There's no question that the efforts to mitigate the spread of this virus will be disruptive. We expect this disruption to continue for the foreseeable future and understand it will cause inconvenience for many. But our goal needs to be to significantly increase efforts to mitigate the spread of this disease now.
At the time, we didn't quite know what the next 2 years would bring. Now communities across Massachusetts are loosening mask mandates, and we wanted to check in on the state of the pandemic with infectious disease specialist Dr. David Hamer. He's a professor of global health and medicine at Boston University. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So much has happened in the past 2 years. We've gone from masking and limited capacity in indoor spaces to almost back to normal. It almost feels too fast. What do you think?
Oh, it's been a roller coaster ride. Actually, back when Governor Baker made the announcement 2 years ago, we knew so little about this virus and about how it was spread. I think over time, we've learned a lot of lessons about what can be done safely using prevention measures.
Boston lifted its mask mandate last week after being in place since August 27, 2021. Have you begun unmasking in indoor spaces?
I have. There are still some places that I'm not, public places where there may not be good ventilation. And then, of course, you know, in public transportation. But you know, I think that, you know, if you look at the numbers for the state, everything, including the wastewater data at Deer Island, the total number of new cases, hospitalizations, everything has been going down very quickly over the last month. So, you know, I think there still is some transmission of SARS-CoV-2 in the community, but it's at much lower levels and the risk is gradually subsiding.
But do you think we might see a surge after the unmasking?
I don't think so. I think that we're in a good place right now. I mean, there's a lot of both natural immunity from infection as well as vaccine-associated immunity. The only way we're going to have a really major increase in cases, I think, is if a new variant arises.
And what about kids who maybe haven't been vaccinated yet and people who spend time around kids?
That's a big challenge. I think we need to keep a careful eye on children. Certainly, if they have symptoms, they should be tested and isolated until they have test results back. Beyond that, you know, I think, again, you know, if there's less virus overall being transmitted in the community, then the risk of children becoming infected and transmitting to other children or family members should be much lower.
And just in general, how do you think it plays out now? Where do you think we'll be 1 year from now?
That's a tough question. I think a lot of us are wondering that. I mean, I think there's a couple different scenarios. The optimistic scenario is that we will not have any more waves and we'll just have, you know, periodic clusters, maybe because of transmission to groups that have not had the vaccine at all, or importation of the virus from outside of the country. The sort of transmission may become seasonal, and so that we may be looking at late fall, winter, when we have typically influenza season and certain other respiratory viruses. We may have more cases of COVID during that time. I think we will be doing a lot more dual testing for influenza and SARS-CoV-2 at the same time. The worst case scenario is that we have another successor to Omicron come along, and if it's different enough that there's not great protective cross-immunity, which is essentially what happened with Delta and Omicron, then we could have another wave and we might have to restrict movements and bring back mask use in certain places and do enhanced testing and so forth. But I'm cautiously optimistic that's not going to happen.
Dr. David Hamer, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.